Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini here today with a last-minute switch for Dee. You guys know me. Most of you do. Hopefully, we'll have a blast today. This is Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach. I usually sub for Dee, but Dee is in Kansas right now because her brother is passing. She did not want you guys to go into sadness or victim energy. She just really wanted to be there to support her brother through his transition. And obviously, I'm happy to always show up for Dee and be with you guys today. So send her lots of love and light, you guys, but she is here with you in spirit, and I appreciate and I think it's good that Dee actually took the time to be there for herself. So hopefully it will all be smooth and she will be back next week. So a couple announcements from Dee, guys, before we get this party started. I'm super excited to be with you guys today. I did a little channel for this group that's listening today, and so we're going to be talking about money abundance today, because this group is really calling for money and abundance. So Dee is doing an amazing, it's reemergence, rebalancing for new freedom workshop. It's Wednesday, the 21st of April, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And she's going to be joined by clinical psychologist Shannon Wilson. This is about, guys, if those of you that have sort of taken on some negativity from this past year, meaning, you know, I know for me, I'm more aware of germs than I've ever been in my life. It's never been something I've thought about. But has this made you more afraid of people? If you're already an introvert, does this make you, you know, are you worried about going back in the world? Any of that stuff going on, any fears moving forward, whether it's vaccines or germs or being social, it's all about anything that you want to process or balance before really putting yourself out in the world again. And that's, you can check out that at imdwallace.com under webinars. Hope you guys sign up for that. I think it's going to be really fun. So what I was really called to talk to you guys about today was two things, which is abundance and that awareness when you're focused on that I don't have enough of something. The Abraham Hicks talks a lot about two sides of the stick, right? So you have the side of the stick where I don't want this. I notice where my bank account is and I want it to be in this other end of the stick. And so really being aware of when am I feeling not enoughness and not ignoring it and really being willing to pivot that feeling in the moment, because everything that we're broadcasting is the way we feel. I did a great workshop yesterday. It was so much fun, and I will do it again this summer, which is recovering your authentic self. And what I discovered in doing this workshop, you guys, is that the more willing you are to be your true self, the more money you receive. And this is the theme really moving forward in the rest of this year, especially because of COVID, it's brought us inward, and now is the time, and this is again like Dee's workshop, we're going to be forced outward in a way where it is going to be a risk. I know for me that I was made fun of as a child, always different and weird. And so even now, I still have to walk through that willingness to put myself out in the arena, to put myself, my weirdness, my crazy. And more I'm willing to do that, the more things go well for me because I feel better about myself. And it's really hard, you guys, because we're trained to please other people, to get approval, and not trained to go, I like me, so I don't care what you think. You know, that's sort of our superpower when you can really be in that place. And that's where people get paid. That's where the money sort of really comes, because you're knowing your value. You're putting yourself first, and therefore the universe starts putting you first as well. So hopefully that's helpful. I love talking to you guys. So those of you that don't know, I do work a little bit differently than Dee. All the same work. It's all about identifying what needs to be balanced and turning it around and getting to how you can move forward in a more powerful way for yourself and whatever you want to manifest. I do more of a, I don't want to say psychic reading, but more like reading. So you can ask me for a general reading. You can ask me a specific question. Whatever is important to you, I would love to help you with it. So let's get this pod started. And I love having Stephen here helping because I, unlike my show, I get to see your names and where you're from. All right, Lynn from Los Angeles. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, beauty lady. I love you. I'm like, oh, I know Lynn. So we're good.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you. And I'm sending blessings and ease and love to Dee and her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a general.
Okay. Well, the first thing they showed me is you're already in alignment with success. Just stop doubting it. Okay. You're there. You're doing the right work, but you keep taking score a little too soon.
Okay.
Because they're like, your energy's there. You're doing the right thing. You're calling in your people. They're showing me really soon, Lynn, that your people are coming in. And it's almost like this feels work related, but it's like, you know how like Ron Howard always works with the same people and, you know, there's always those directors of like, I got my crew, Clint Eastwood. I'm feeling that energy of like finding your crew, but in career, like finding your people.
Yes.
They're saying that your challenge is there's been so many delays that you're still sort of focused on the delay instead of let's party, green light, let's go, because you've done that foundational work. They're showing me it's done.
Oh, good. Yay.
Okay, do you feel what I'm saying, though? Oh,
yeah,
great.
I'm writing a pilot with a writing partner, and it's all about my family, and I'm in it. It's chronological, so it's over a few decades. And I was a little like, do I want to put my character in there? And I'm like, well, it's real and it's true, and I don't care anymore about any of that. So, yes.
Well, this is what we were just talking about, being willing to put your authentic self out in a way that is vulnerable, is risky.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what people want to see. That's what uplifts people, is when we're willing to put our vulnerability out there and our truth. And that's what you're going to see over and over and over again, really coming in the next coming years. And so I think that that's right on the money. But you need to really commit to it, Lynn. Commit to it fully.
Yes.
Go all in.
I am.
Can't be, you have your foot in the water, you're not jumping in. So I think this is the push for you to go jump in, go all the way there, be willing to expose all of it, Lynn,
awesome.
Because that's what helps people, addiction, relationships, family, all of it.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And we talked before in a private, I'm going in for surgery on this coming Wednesday morning. And, and everything is being replaced and nothing's being permanently taken out, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I got you. I know what you're talking about. Great.
Okay.
I think that was the right thing. I think it always felt like the right thing. And I'm glad you got clarity. I see it going smooth. You are ready. I want you to do before the surgery, and this is for everybody whenever you have a surgery, because it's always anxiety provoking because there's a sense of I have no power and I have to really give it over to these people.
Yeah.
And it's really going – deciding how do I want it to go? I want it to be smooth. I want it to be great. I want to recover quickly. I want my body to thrive through this process, et cetera, et cetera. I would just get ahead of it, but I see it going smooth. I don't see any issues with this. And I do feel like this is the highest choice.
Thank you for that. That was very reassuring. And
trust yourself more, Lynn. Trust yourself more.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mama. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
I see it. All right, next I have Joy and Cape Cod. Hi, Joy.
Hello. It's been a long time.
It sure has, but great to hear your voice. I'm here for a reason today.
So. Yes, I know. I was surprised to hear when I called in, or not really surprised, but anyway. I suppose it's more of a general, but I feel like I've lost a lot of people in my life, and I don't mean by death either.
Right.
And it's like the second time, a whole group of
Sure.
But I do want a general. So, but that's the
okay. Well, and I think
I
that
am.
It's interesting because through per the beginning of this, when you start to really come forward for yourself, the people that had you in old roles start to leave. You know, you start to let go when you're more willing to be you. You're less willing to give yourself up, you know? And so I think it's a natural process in transformation. At the same time, what they're showing me is there is this sense of you feeling separate from people. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Like they're over there and I'm over here. And you're a very bright woman, very smart. So you can get in your head and make things logical and make sense to you. But I want you, Joy. I mean, your name is Joy. So, you know, it's telling you that it's connecting with every single time we meet a person, we go, I love this about them. I don't love this about them. You know what I mean? There's always going to be that. But what you want to bring in, and it's really interesting because they're showing me male energy, that you respond, believe it or not, really well with male energy. Do you know what this means? Like stronger.
I know that. I have three sons. I have a.
Oh, okay.
I have a lover that's a male, but he doesn't have a body, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Right.
My people that are leaving are all males, and they're more not from. They were sort of simpatico with me, but they help me stay human. I live by myself.
Yeah.
I'm 77. I live in the north, and you get snow and you get all kinds of stuff. And that's the more people that have left, not the spiritual
exactly. But I think that what I'm saying is that's what you've resonated with. And I say this, I think there is amazing a lot of spiritual awakened men, but I think that usually as a general rule, like even if you look at this group, the men that are on there's always an imbalance of women to men in this type of work and in spiritual pursuit. The men that are drawn to this are exceptional, are extremely, you know, special in my opinion, because it's more common for women to be drawn to sort of, you know, this work. We're more open in general to this kind of work as a general thing.
Well, yeah, I know. I understand that. But okay.
So it's opening up to you also have a male energy, and there's this sense of strength in you. And I think that you never, and also in your generation, you don't feel like you fit in your generation. Does that make sense to you? Like, your generation, you're like, wait, this was not, it feels like you should be in a younger generation.
Yeah. I've often asked why I was born when I was, and they told me why, but, you know, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so what we want to bring in is this connection of, because I'm seeing people in your life that are younger coming in, okay? And they're showing me things like weird things. Like, it could even be online, like a book club, or it's starting to connect with people that have like interests. Because they're showing me connections with you that start not in person, that become, because you're calling for connection with yourself and therefore being able to be your authentic self with other people. And so I would just call in and be open to bring me people that uplift me, that I uplift, that it's fun to be around, where we share interests, where it's easy to talk to them and they feel easy talking to me, and really get ahead of that energy, because that's really what you're asking for, Joy.
Okay. Got it.
Does that make sense? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Joy. Yes.
Because that's
right,
they were like that. I'm with being, I'm an introvert. I don't mind being alone, but I miss that.
You're asking for that, but you're asking it for it at a different level, at a higher level. Where you can really not take care of everybody, you know, and really have it be a balance.
Yes. If I other work, I should take care of everybody, or I was, yes.
Exactly. And that's what's
different
about this.
As of today, that's over.
Good. I love hearing that. All right. Thanks so much, Joy. Have an amazing day.
All right. Thank you. I'm so glad to talk to you.
You too. All right. Next, I got Kathy in Kentucky.
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Kathy.
Hello. I am in the process of putting puzzle pieces together to transform my work life and anything else that pops up. And I was wondering what thoughts you
Okay,
might
so
have
let's
on.
Look. So Kathy, I just want to tell you, the first thing that came into my mind, and it's hard, I always say they because I always feel like your guides communicate with me, you know. They're saying, you have no idea how powerful and valuable you are. And knowing that you are bringing so much value to the table, they're showing me open doors with money flying through it. Okay, like that's they're literally giving me the image of doors opening with like almost like a wind blown money flying at you. Okay. Like it's there for you. Your biggest challenge, Kathy, is they're just showing me she has no idea how powerful she is. That was the word before you even started talking. And so that's what I really, and what's powerful about you, Kathy, is you care. Does that make sense to you? Like whatever you're doing, you don't know how to like half-ass something. You put your whole self into it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, though there are times with situations that have been going on that has been knocked down quite a bit, and I want to get back there.
Right, and that's what you want to shift because that's who you really are. And the reason it's been going that way is because, like I was talking about with Joy, is this is going to sound very counterintuitive, Kathy, very counterintuitive. They want you to relax more and receive more instead of do more. Because what's been happening is you put your whole self in, and then you're not really appreciated because, you know, they're giving me the image of, you know, the most thankless job in the world, which is being a mother, right? Like, they give me that energy of, like, you know, you do all this stuff, and there's zero appreciation. You know what I mean?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, and second most thankless job. Okay. Teacher. Exactly. So those are the two most thankless jobs. And when, you know, my son has a very special teacher and I absolutely love her. And I'm always in over appreciating her to the point where I think it annoys her because I appreciate her so much because I'm like, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you because I know how it feels to feel like thankless. So as a teacher, first of all, I think that the students are not the issue. It feels more like the administration. Is that correct?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Cause their students are not your issue. That's not the problem.
No.
That's what I love about you. It's the, you don't do the, like, let me give her guidance. So first of all, there's this perception of power. Okay. And you've been really hurt. They're showing me that you've been actually very hurt. Your feelings have been more hurt than I think you're willing to admit.
Yes.
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 So can you, because they're showing me that you're like, there's still this sense of it really hurt my feelings because you're so pure in your intention. But they're showing me that there's something else for you. There's something else on your path that they want you to open to. So is there a particular woman energy that we're dealing with here?
That's causing me problems?
Yes.
There's actually two. And I'm right in the middle between them.
Okay. So what can you give me a little bit about this dynamic because I really want to help clean this up for you.
I think have a little bit of discontent between themselves, but
correct.
One will tell me to do something and I'll start to do it. And then the other one will tell the teachers that I've gotten in touch with about what the first person told me to do, that they shouldn't listen to me, that that's not what I should be doing.
Okay. So this is undermining, lack of communication and all of this. And in general, what this is about is you not feeling powerful. So it's like, I can't, the words that came to me is no matter what I do, it's wrong.
From one side or the other. Yes.
Right. So I feel between a rock and a hard place. So what I'm advising you to do, my guidance for you, Kathy, and I know it's hard, but I want you to sort of take over this situation energetically. And the way you do that is this. You sit down with yourself and you talk to these two women on a soul level and you say, I'm done with this dynamic. My commitment is to doing what's right for me. And if this woman tells me this, I'm going to say, okay, go talk to her. Let me know if that's the right thing to do because I'm done. Do you know what I mean? And you write it down first. You kind of get clear with yourself first before you go, hey, you know what, ladies? This isn't working. My intention is to be the best teacher I can be. My intention is to serve the kids. My intention is to have more fun being here. This is not working. Work it out. And take yourself out of the situation. But what does that require? Extreme clarity and confidence. Okay? So I always tell people, do the work first. Like, write and say everything you'd want to say before you go to them. Does that make sense to you? Because this dynamic is going to explode. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
I have felt that. They brought in a third person into the mix.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm like, don't worry. It will get bigger, as we always know. So you need to sort of first energetically go, how is this dynamic familiar to me where I feel like I can't win and I'm stuck in the middle? Because my guess is this ain't the first time this type of situation has happened. And then you end up feeling shamed and stupid and not good because you're never, they're setting you up to fail, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me, I'm going to be honest with you, Kathy, sorry, they're so strong coming in for you today. They're showing me that there might be a job change. And what they want you to do is start owning your power and go, what do I want? I want to be more of a leader. I just want to go teach and uplift people. I want to be here. Get really clear on what you want because they're showing me a move up in a direction in a positive way that you don't see coming. It's not going to make sense to you. It's going to feel like it comes out of nowhere, but they're showing me job change in a positive way. Are you at a public school right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, they're showing me almost private school. They're showing me more money. They're showing me more appreciation. They're showing me something different. So just open up to the highest path where you can be you, where you can be free, where you can be powerful, where you can make more money. Okay? And let the universe take you there. Let source take you there. You don't have to make the decision. You don't have to go look for it. It will come to you.
Well, I am thinking about going back and getting my rank one, starting back in, well, this summer. Is that something that they see would be a positive move?
Yes. You know why? It empowers you.
Okay.
That's what everything that you do goes, does this make me feel more confident and powerful? Then it's a yes.
Okay.
And it does. It does. So does it, and I would re-listen to this later because I said a lot and I think that it would really help you. And I'd love for you to let me know how it goes.
Okay. I appreciate all of it.
I'm invested, Kathy. I'm invested in this
situation. Well, thank you so very much.
No problem at all. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Next, I got Maria in San Francisco. Hello.
Good morning. It's been a while.
It's your house.
My question got confused because then you mentioned money, and I was thinking, oh, yes, I do have problems with Social Security still. Then suddenly people not acting when they said they were going to. But
sure.
I was calling in the vaccine in my health and when it was best for me to do it because I have to travel to family internationally. But then I had issues with family who is vaccinated that I live with, suddenly thinking they can bring people over and it didn't matter if they wore a mask. I was just like, oh my goodness, all this has just been like convoluted.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely are showing me money for you, but also this sense of committing to something. So, you know, with the vaccine, and I talked about this on my show, this is my perspective. I already got vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. My husband's fully vaccinated. We're here in California. So you're in California too. So you can get vaccinated now. But I'm a therapist, so I could get earlier. But you have to make a choice and line up with it. And what that means is, which feels better, not getting it or getting it? Don't worry about everybody else. What feels better for me? What's right for me? And I'm not here. I was like, can't wait. Give it to me. I can't wait. Give it to me. I was pumped and excited to get the vaccine. That was my perspective. Mm-hmm. And I feel like getting yourself to go, does it feel better to not get the vaccine or does it feel better to get the vaccine? For me, in your energy, it feels better to get the vaccine. That's what I feel from you. But I want you to sort of own and feel that for yourself. What they're showing me right now around, in general, receiving energy, specifically around money, Maria, is you, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but it's feeling familiar, which is this sense of there's, you close your heart. Your heart feels closed to me. And what they're showing me is opening up your heart and your true expression is what's going to bring money to you. And what that means is, you know when somebody isn't getting back to you and you need them to get back to you, right? So that, that's the energy you were saying that keeps happening where people are not getting back to you. Usually that means I'm not open to receiving things. I'm not, something in me is blocking receiving because other people are showing me that they're not coming forward or things aren't coming, following through, that type of energy. So what do you think, like even with your family, there's a sense of holding yourself back. Either your expression back, holding your heart back, out of fear of A, rejection, B, you know, the rug being pulled out from under you, whatever it may be. Does that make sense to you?
Quite a bit.
So
that's kind of abusive, narcissistic, but yet helpful.
Right.
And I'm trying to.
So you're going, I'm not going to open up. I'm going to get punched in the face.
Right.
You know? Why would I do that?
Yeah.
And I totally understand that. And this is so much about, I talked about this yesterday, how powerful it is to be in your vulnerability, because the vulnerability, when you're in your true self, you can call it your inner being, your source, your soul, your true self always sees yourself and others through the eyes of compassion and love. So, but it also sets boundaries. It also goes, hey, this is not okay. You know what I mean? Hey, no. Out of self-love, not out of F you. And so I think for you, you've learned to retreat from that energy instead of go, I don't like the way you're treating me, so I'm going to go. You know, and that's, you can still leave, but come forward for yourself. And I'm trying to find, because what I want you to do is open to new ways of relating to people instead of retreating and sort of the hiding energy, because that's what's not letting the money in.
Because I did stand up for myself and I did used to stand, I used to stand up for myself. But then when I did, it was like a threat. It's like, you don't like it.
Well, and I think that it's because you weren't coming forward from your true power. You were coming forward out of fear. And there's a, and this is a really big discernment, Marianne, and I get it. And I totally understand. You're in the expectation of being abused or disappointed by people. So you're coming in with that, right? So when you come in with that energy, you get that. When we go to people, like, I'm going to give you an example. My family, besides my mother and her husband, my aunts and most people are not open to spirituality or any of that stuff, right? And they get extremely judgmental, okay? My husband's family as well. So I already know they're judging the way I parent. They're judging the way everything that I do. So it's hard for me to stay open because I know they're judging me. And I know they're ready to pounce on me for whatever I say or do. So that said, I can't change them. Tiger's going to be a tiger. You know what I mean? Like, I can't change who they are. But I can change my perspective and how I receive them. And I say this with love, but I need to not give a shit what they think about me and what they care about me. And I need to be me and go, hey, I don't like the way you just spoke to me, and it's okay that we disagree, but I'm not loving this conversation. So I'm going to go take care of myself. And I've learned to build that muscle of really being out of the victim energy, Maria. I'm going, you are harming me. And instead of going, you know what? I'm not going to let you harm me. I'm not going to let my goat be gettable by you anymore. whatever you want, because how you treat me is about you. It's not about me. And really empowering yourself with that. And this has been a thing for you, I know, especially with your family, you know. Mm-hmm. Your family is your biggest challenge, I think. And your siblings, if I remember correctly, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're nasty and they're shaming. You're not wrong. But you need to do, you can't do them, right? And I'm always working on trying to empower you to go, what can I do? What is my power? Instead of, where am I always getting hurt? Where am I always getting punched in the face? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's your work moving forward. But I do get also, because of your health stuff, that the vaccine would be fine for you. Like, I don't get any negative things around the vaccine for you on another note.
Oh, I appreciate that, because I don't know if something's going on with my stomach that I thought I knew and I was trying to treat where I could, but I'm still having sharp pains and they're wanting to do more analysis.
Well, the stomach is always, and energetically, I'm not a doctor, but energetically mm-hmm. is always feelings that your stomach is your power center. It's your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're having mm-hmm. problems there, it's because A, you're not owning your power, and B, you're not owning your rage and your anger. Because when we're the victim, rage and anger feels better. It just does. It feels better. And giving yourself, like, I've had enough is, I think, your next step. And then you move to, I'm taking my power away from you. And that's your process moving forward, moving up that scale. So hopefully that will.
Yeah, I've had moments of that.
I would go, stomach, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? And sit with a pen and paper and let those emotions fly. Okay. Hopefully that's helpful, Maria. I know it's hard. It's hard in like 5 minutes to give this to you, but I, you know, you guys always have a lot of juicy stuff, and I'm trying to give you as much as I can in a short time.
No, I appreciate it. I will keep just speaking up even more, regardless.
Yeah. Well, start with yourself. Start sitting with a pen and a piece of paper and get it out. Because that way you don't have to worry about their response. And that's always a safe place to start.
Do you think I should wait until the end of summer to travel internationally with all my health conditions and just getting things like that?
I think that you need to get clear on which feels better. Instead of does it feel better to not travel, or does it feel better to go, oh, I just want to get away? Which feels better? Whichever feels better is right. And your body will support you. You have to make a choice and line up with it. If I'm going to choose to travel internationally, I'm going to go, I want my body to be there for me. I want to feel strong. I want to love it. I want to, you know, engage with, I want to feel safe. I want to feel, get ahead of that energy and then make the decision. Because there's no right or wrong. It's about what you want to create.
That makes sense. But I think moving is a precedent. So
yeah,
we'll have to figure that one out.
Thanks so much, Maria. Have a great day.
Thank you. Be back.
All right, next I have Richard in Ontario. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how you doing? I'm really happy that Dee is able to spend this time with her brother. That's so important.
I agree.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm just more interested in the general thing. I'm 64 years old. And I'm back at school full time.
Great.
I'm just anxious, and I'm not really totally sure what that's all about.
Okay, so let's look at your anxiety. So, this is really interesting, Richard, because remember I said earlier, I was like, the men that are drawn to this work are very exceptional, right? And I said that, and what's interesting to you is you're deeply sensitive, deeply, deeply sensitive. And I feel that you take on a lot of energy that you don't realize you take on around you, okay? So you're definitely one of those people that, especially out in the world, you're feeling a lot. And the anxiety, I feel like, is partly yours and partly other people's, honestly.
Right.
They're showing me that you're on a journey, that the school, all of this and back in school full time is very good for you. It's very empowering for you. Can you give me your birthday, just the month and the day, Richard?
April 30th.
April 30th. Oh, you Taurus. My son's a Taurus. I love Taurus. Happy almost birthday coming up. So, you know, for you, Richard, you're very, the word I want to say is, if you decide something, you're going to do it. But if you don't decide, if you don't make a choice about something, it really doesn't feel good. Does that make sense to you? Like, you need to be either all in or not at all.
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you're dealing with anxiety, what I want you to do is not ignore it, but go towards it. So would you want to do that with me for a moment?
I don't understand what that means, but that's okay.
What that means is, so when you're feeling anxious, so can you give me something that makes you, that you feel triggers the anxiety? Or is it just generalized?
When I don't feel like I'm in self-control, I get really, really anxious. I need to have some level of control where I feel I can manage it.
I totally understand that. And what the anxiety is telling you is let go, let go, give it over to your higher self. You can let this go. We got this. It's like you need to let the universe, your issue is trusting that actually if you let go, things are going to be okay. See what I mean?
Yeah, I spent 30 years working in jail and psych.
Wow.
It was always managing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you let go, you could be in danger.
Well, and that's what I think is not serving you anymore. It's like when you go to war and someone can shoot you and you're bringing that fight or flight back here. You needed it at war. You needed it at a jail. You don't need it now.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying to you? So it's about going, how do I build a new foundation of not being, you know, I have a lot of friends. Ironically, one of my best friends is also a Taurus male, and he was born and raised in New York City with gunshots and bar fights with bottles over his head and always needing to look around the corner and always waiting for someone to punch you in the head, literally, since he was 7, being in fights. That's trauma. That puts you in, I got to watch my back every 2 seconds. It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for you to let go of that, but your work is, I want to know I'm safe. I want to know that I'm not a match to any of that harmful energy anymore. I want to be grounded. I want to love life. I want to have more fun. I mean, Taurus, you love beauty. You love art. You love people. You love, you know, you are a lover of life. And you're cutting that off by feeling like you have to control everything. Your inner being will tell you if there's danger. Your inner being will let you know. You don't need to be ahead of your inner being. And that's hard to trust. That takes time to trust that, right?
You're right on top of it. I'm sitting here crying, so.
Yeah, because
I totally relating to what you're saying.
Yeah, and your Richard, your sensitivity is absolutely beautiful, and it's your superpower. Your superpower is you will know. You can feel it coming. You don't have to go, all right, I'm going to, you know, it's kind of like a, the other thing they're showing me, Richard, very strange. I'm just going to say this to you because this is what they're showing me. You actually have very many angels around you already protecting you. Like you ask for protection. So like, let's say, you know, when you go on vacation and you're like, lock the doors, lock the windows, make sure the alarm's on, like that type of thing. They're showing me like, oh, just say angels, watch my house. You know what I mean? Like they want you to go sort of give it over to non-physical a little bit more. Angels, protect me. Angels, protect me during this time. Be with me. Make sure I'm safe on this drive. It's that giving it over to somebody else that I think will help you.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about that because what your friend and I suffer from is vicarious trauma and a little bit of PTSD.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. And that's what I was feeling. That's why I used the war analogy. And it's also because you're a controlling, a Taurus likes to control. You like to see what's coming. You like to know what's happening, and it's hard for you to let go. And that's already hard for you. And now add PTSD to the pile, you know? So this is your work of, I don't have to carry this anymore. It served me and it protected me during that time, but I'm not at war anymore as a metaphor, right?
Yeah.
It's like your body's still like, a tiger's chasing me. And it's like, no, it's not. There's no tiger. You're good. You're good. You're okay. You know?
Thank you.
And I would look at also mindfulness stuff of really calming your body, breathing techniques when you feel the anxiety coming in. In 4, out 8. Get physical techniques also to help you.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
You've been very helpful.
Thank you. I'm so happy. I love it when I can help people. That's how we roll here. Okay, next I have Janet in California. Hi.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
How are you? Nice to talk to you, Janet.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Your surgery discussion was very helpful. I'm looking at the same thing probably this next week. But
okay.
Give me a general reading, please, dear, and so that I can refocus my energy.
You know what's really funny, and this is going to be really weird. I pull cards for you guys. I have cards in my deck that I love, and I pull cards. You got the exact same card as Lynn, who just talked about surgery. Identical spread.
Okay.
Which is, know it's done.
Yes.
Don't doubt it. Don't take score too early. Yes, there's delays and things haven't worked out, but don't hold on to that. And they're showing me this sense of calling in your people, calling in the right circumstances, calling in the community to support you. Not just, you know, it's like the community is like the people on my team, you know, in general for every area of your life.
I can see that. My kids have been very helpful. My kids have been very helpful. I was questioning. There was some delays. I was questioning. I had to change surgeons and so on and so forth, and I was testing whether I was going to the right person. It appears so now. I wanted to get it done, get it fixed.
Yeah, and like Lynn, and this is for everybody, whenever you have something coming where there's doubt, where there's fear, where there's some anxiety, you have to sit with yourself and go, how do I want this to go? I want to feel safe. I want it to be easy. I want it to be smooth. I want it to solve the issue. I want to be better off after the surgery. I want source guide the surgeon in the perfect way. You know,
beautiful.
Have us all be everybody in the room connected to our inner beings. And after this, I'm going to feel so wonderful. And this is the solution I was looking for, etc.
Beautiful. Very good. No, that's excellent. I had to go through some stuff. COVID's not an issue for me at all, only because I've worked the whole time and I injured myself. And for whatever reason, I believe this time out that I'm having to take is for a lot of this stuff. Clean up your life, get things fixed correctly, refocus your energy and go off in your own, embrace your power and go off in your own direction. And so I'm getting a lot of that stuff.
That's exactly right. And the biggest thing, the biggest shift for everybody here on this call is if you can go, everything that happens is happening for me, not to me. That's it. You got it. You know what I mean? And that attitude.
Yep. Strongly believe that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I love it, Janet. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I'm.
Thank you, dear. Very much.
For your surgery as well. Okay. Bye, sweetheart. Next, I have Gail in Texas. Hello.
Hello, Nadia. We haven't spoken in a long time.
I would like
a general reading about money. I'm getting ready to leave a career, go into new one, whatever that might be, and how am I doing?
Okay. Great. So the first thing they're showing me is there is a sense of hesitation that I'm feeling from you. The energy is you're standing in front of the door, but you're not opening it. So what is your hesitation?
probably just, will I have enough money?
There it is. So they're showing me that in the new career, there are multiple doors that can open for money. So what you want to open to is not your sort of limited view of where money can come from. You want to go, show me all the ways money can come to me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Really opening that up. There is this sense of, again, this other people can do it, I can't. Does that resonate with you as one of your sort of bugaboos?
Yes.
Like it's easy for them, it's hard for me. And this feels really old. Feels really old. Like it feels like a childhood thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this sense that this is still active and this is what we want to clean up for you, what we want to balance for you is, thank you. They give this to me very strong, very, very strong, Gail. I want you to know that you can work less and make more. I want you to know that you can relax more and let things in.
Yes.
So what is the new career, if you don't mind telling me a little bit?
I have no idea.
Great. Love that. Yes. Okay. And I'm happy to hear you say that. I know it's a strange response. Right? I'm happy to hear you say that because they're showing me that they're like, there's so many more possibilities than she has in her mind. So they're showing me like, open, what do I know I want? This is my favorite question. What do I know? I have no idea what I want to do, but I do know this. How do I want to feel? How much money do I want to make? What do I want my hours to be? How I want to wake up excited to go to work. I want to love who I'm working with. I want to use my gifts and talents that maybe I didn't even know were there. I want you to really do this, Gail, because there's a potential here that is so fun. I feel this potential career that is easier and more fun. It's like, you know, when the best thing is when I go to work and it doesn't feel like work, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I want you to believe that's possible. I want you to know that you can manifest that. I'm going to give you the exercise I gave to my group yesterday, which is it's going to be uncomfortable, but ask three people that you're close to what they perceive your greatest strengths and abilities to be.
Okay.
It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's going to really serve you. It's going to really, really serve you to go, you know, because it's hard to go, like, tell me what's great about me. You know, it's hard to do that. But it will help you because you're going to go, oh, it's going to open you up to see that what is really valuable about you. And I think you need to see that.
Thank you, Nadia. That's exactly
Thank you,
what I
Gail.
Needed to hear.
Oh, good. I love it when that works out. Thanks so much, Gail.
Thank you.
All right. Next, I have Evelyn in Texas. Texas is representing today. Hi, Evelyn.
I got to put on. Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yes.
Oh, yes. I didn't know. I was all of a sudden I jumped up like, oh, my God, I got to turn it on.
It's me.
Yeah. I'm so glad to talk to you. I listen to you, but I don't get through very often for you.
Sure.
I would like a general. I didn't get up feeling real great, and I'm facing a lot of things, not, you know, money and family and boundaries and stuff. So if you could just give me some kind of insight, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. So Evelyn, number one is because you're sensitive, I do feel your generalized energy is definitely anxious. Do you know what I mean by that? Meaning, you've grown accustomed to anxiety and it's become normal. Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to help you shift your normal. Okay. So
that sounds great.
So if you don't mind giving me the month and the day of your birth, just because it always helps me to really help get you in.
December 7th.
Oh, honey. Oh, you're a Sag. No wonder you feel
Arbor
terrible.
Day.
Oh, my mom's December 10th, and, you know, Dee is also Sagittarius, December 14th. So, Evelyn, your spirit is – what I love about Sagittarius is you're very intuitive, you're very – but you need to have more fun. You need to find a way to laugh more, to play more, to lighten up your world, because Sagittarius doesn't do well in anxiety or heaviness. You need light energy. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. It's been real hard. So much stuff, you know. I haven't.
Yeah, and it's weighing you down. It's like rocks on your back. So it's your job to go, okay, so give me one of the things that you feel anxious about.
My daughter.
Okay.
She's an adult daughter. And yes. You know, she's had a lot of problems and so forth, and she's living with me.
Okay.
So, I mean, finances, I need, you know, she needs to be able to be okay, too. It's like I'm worried about taking care of everybody, so.
Okay, so, I get that. So there's three things I'm going to give you. I have, like, 3 minutes, and I want to give you three things. Number one,
okay.
You cannot create for her. Worry
yeah.
is when we use our imagination to create something we don't want, okay? So what
okay.
I want you to do is sit down with a pen and piece
okay.
of paper and say, right. help me see my daughter the way my source sees my daughter. Help me reflect to her her true power. Help
okay.
me know my true power as an influencer. Help us maybe together open up to abundance and being taken care of and feeling supported. I release my responsibility, because by you saying it's my job to support, you're taking away her power.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I know that you can support yourself. I know that you're going to find your way. I love helping you get there. You're my baby forever, no matter what, if you're grown. And I will support you no matter what. I want to bring in more money for myself. Maybe we do this work together. Because they're showing me an opportunity here to get close and do this work together. Not, I'm afraid of this, and there's not enough, and there's not enough. No, none of that talk. What do we want?
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
My beautiful daughter that I love, what do you want to create? If I had a magic wand and I could give you anything, what would you want? This is what I would want. Let's try
okay.
to have more fun every day. Let's watch funny movies together. Let's make life a little lighter and watch how stuff starts to work out.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's going to be okay. But there is definitely, like, she needs to kind of get off her ass and start doing stuff, but she needs to get that natural motivation.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are a natural uplifter. Sagittarius loves being the uplifter, okay? So help see her who she really is, not who she's being.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank
you so
yeah.
much, Evelyn.
No, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you a lot.
No
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for having me. I love being with you guys. I'm sorry that FN, but I will be live on my show, you guys, on May 1st, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go ahead and find me at intuitionbynadia.com. You'll see all my info there. I love being with you guys. I'm sure Dee will have me back another time, and she will be back next week. You guys have an amazing Sunday and create a great day.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.